Imagine the crowd cheering, the energy building as you run onto the mat. The music starts. Everything is going perfectly until suddenly the stunt goes up. Something goes wrong and everything changes. The music stops, the energy shifts. That's what happened to Lauren Chang. She was a high school cheerleader. And during a competition, similar to an all-star cheer competition, something went wrong. During a routine, a stunt didn't go as planned, and she was accidentally kicked during a basket catch in her chest. Sadly, she passed away from that injury. As reported in an ABC News article, this accident brought a lot of attention to how dangerous cheerleading can be without proper safety measures. Stories like this are hard to hear, but they show how serious the risk can be. All-star cheerleading is a big part of today's sports world. According to USA Cheer, it involves routines with tumbling, stunting, pyramids, dance, and cheer elements. It's exciting and fun to watch, but it also comes with real risks. Athletes are performing difficult skills at high speeds and heights, and something goes wrong, an injury can happen quickly. In this podcast, I'm going to explain why safety in all-star cheerleading matters, talk about the main issues, and go over ways to make the sport safer for athletes. First, it's important to understand what all-star cheerleading actually is. Unlike school cheer, it's all about competition. USA Cheer explains that most teams are based out of private gyms and athletes train year-round. As athletes move up levels, the skills get harder and more dangerous. What used to be basic motions, jumps, and simple stunts has turned into advanced tumbling, high basket toss, and multi-level pyramids. Because of this, athletes are constantly being pushed to improve and perform more difficult skills. Teams are also split into level based on age and skill, from beginner to elite. But because the sport keeps pushing athletes to do harder skills, the risk of injuries is higher. And in a study by Xu and others, around 350,000 cheerleaders' injuries were treated in U.S. emergency rooms between 2010 and 2019. This is all around base every cheer. This shows how common injuries are across all cheerleading, including all-star cheer. A lot of athletes are still young, which make injuries even more serious. Common injuries including concussions, sprains, and broken bones. The same study also mentions that many of these injuries happen during stunts and tumbling, which show how risky these skills can be. And when you add in pressure to win and move up levels, athletes may try skills before they're ready. According to the USASF rules, all-star cheer is divided into levels that increase in difficulty because of this. Athletes may feel pressure to move up and try harder skills before they're ready. And not all teams have the same level of coaching or safety training, which can increase risk. One of the biggest problems in all-star cheerleading is the risk of injury. Athletes often experience concussions, sprains, and broken bones, especially during stunting and bad landings. As stated in a research article by Doug and Yume, stunt-related skills actually cause over half of cheerleading injuries, and skills like basket tosses and pyramids are some of the most dangerous. There are a few main reasons for this. One is athletes trying skills they're not ready for, often because they want to win or move up levels quickly. Another issue is coaching. If coaches aren't properly trained or don't enforce safety rules, the risk goes up. Fatigue is also a factor. That same study explains that things like poor landing techniques and overuse of joints can increase injury risks. This often can be serious. Injuries can take athletes out of the sport, cause long-term problems, and even lead to fear or anxiety about performing again. So this affects both physical and mental health. There are ways to make all-star cheerleading safer. One of the most important situations is better coaching education. Coaches play a huge role in athlete safety, so they need to understand proper technique, spotting, and how to prevent injuries. It's not just about teaching skills. It's about knowing when an athlete is actually ready to perform them safely. According to Canty and King, athletes should be supervised by trained coaches who understand safety and proper techniques. Another important situation is enforcing stricter safety rules. Athletes shouldn't be rushed into harder skills just to win or move up levels. Instead, they should master the basics first before progressing. For an example, an athlete should be able to constantly land a basic stunt safely before attempting something more advanced like a basket toss or pyramid. The USASF states, the athletes should only move on to harder skills after showing they can safely perform the basics. They also require athletes to practice on proper surfaces and use trained spotters, which help reduce injuries. Spotters are there to catch or support athletes if things go wrong, which can prevent serious injuries like falls or head impacts. Teams should also focus on warming up, which helps loosen muscles, improve flexibility, and reduce the chance of strains or tears. Conditioning also builds strength and control, which are both really important for safely performing stunts and tumbling. Without proper preparation, athletes are more likely to get hurt. Rest and recovery are just as important as training. In all-star cheer, athletes often practice a lot, and if they don't get enough rest, they can become fatigued. When athletes are tired, their techniques get worse, and they're more likely to make mistakes. That's why it's important for coaches to plan practices carefully and not overwork athletes. As mentioned in the USASF guidelines, coaches need to consider athletes' ability and avoid pushing athletes too far, which helps prevent fatigue and mistakes. Overall, following these safety steps can make a big difference and help protect athletes. So overall, safety in all-star cheerleading is something that needs more attention. The sport involves high-level skills that can be dangerous if proper precautions aren't taken. Things like pressure, lack of training, and overtraining all increase the risk. But with better coaching, stronger safety rules, and more focus on athletes' well-being, these risks can be reduced. At the end of the day, safety should always come before winning, so athletes can enjoy the sport without putting their health at risk.